AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. This woman named Gabriella was at the 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois today. Shots were fired.
We all like ducked down first, and then like my daughter and my nephew were hugging each other, and then my niece hugged her son.
Six people died. Five of them died at the scene. Jennifer Bannock is the local coroner.
I can tell you that the decedents on scene were adults.
Police Commander Chris O'Neill says the gunman is still at large.
We highly recommend the individuals living in this area to continue to shelter in place.
The AP's Michael Tarm reports the city of Highland Park is on edge.
There are scores of police still on the scene, many of them walking around carrying high-powered weapons with their fingers not quite on the trigger, but close to it. There are also armored vehicles in the area. Most of the streets leading to the downtown where the shooting occurred have been blocked off.
President Biden says he and First Lady Jill Biden were shocked by the senseless gun violence that has yet again brought grief to an American community on this Independence Day. Travelers flying home from July 4th getaways faced flight delays. Kathleen Bangs with FlightAware says cancellations weren't bad compared to other holidays.
We were at, 2.7% one day this weekend, but yesterday we're 1%, Friday we're 2%. So, yes, I think there might have been a little exaggeration on the demise of the airline industry over this weekend.
FlightAware says the rate of delayed flights is only slightly worse than it was in the last summer before the pandemic. A 13-year-old girl who went missing from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada for more than a week has been found in Oregon. The man accused of kidnapping her is detained in jail. The Italian government is declaring a state of emergency for much of the rain-parched north amid a drought. Wall Street stock market was closed because of the July 4th holiday. This is AP News. The Independence Day celebration in Washington, D.C., a Capitol 4th, will air live on PBS.
Gloria Gaynor, Keb Moe, Angie Grammer, Yolanda Adams, Rachel Platten, Darren Criss, and Cheetah Rivera are among the celebrities who will appear on the National Mall to mark the nation's birthday and the 100th anniversary of the Lincoln Memorial. Singer Mickey Guyton will host. Guyton says it's time to put aside differences and just celebrate.
This is a moment for us to just come together. We've been locked inside for over 2 years, and we're finally being let out.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Joey Jaws Chestnut gobbled his way to a 15th win at the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest in New York, powering down 63 hot dogs and buns in a decisive chowdown comeback. Women's record holder Miko Sudo down 40 wieners and buns to win the women's title after skipping last year because she was pregnant. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.